Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira Toko Wingwa. This is your Wātea News. Ngāti Whātua o Orake is unhappy with the way Epsom Girls Grammar handled the discovery of Koiwi. A teacher asked two Māori students to say a karakia before the removal of the bones, which have been used in the past for teaching. Orake Chair Marama Royal says the board will offer support to the students and advise the school about what should have been the proper process.
It is a very tapu kaupapa and something that needs to be done properly. So our aroha goes out to those kōtiro in their whānau, but we will be making contact to offer our manaaki and aroha to them and ensure that the process is done properly.
The bones have been removed to Auckland University. Broadcasting Minister Willie Jackson says a new Māori broadcasting strategy to be released today will complement what the government is doing to entrench te reo Māori. Unlike previous efforts, it doesn't just focus on Māori language broadcasting.
We'll be providing new avenues in terms of Māori broadcasting in English, getting better structures in place in terms of workforce stability and support, coming up with a strategy in terms of complementing what's happening in the mainstream with our new entity, the TVNZ RNZ setup.
The strategy has been almost 5 years in the making, with Mr Jackson setting aside much of the Māori Media Shift review commissioned by his predecessor in the Māori broadcasting portfolio. Papakura Marae is preparing rangatahi for the world of work. The Marae is today hosting the Nōu Te Ao The World Is Yours Employment Expo in collaboration with Manukau Jobs and Skills Hub and Te Puni Kōkiri. Chief Executive Tony Kake says employers are crying out for workers in building and construction, security, warehousing, civil infrastructure and manufacturing.
We think the timing is good that they, you know, well, particularly a lot of our students out Tauira that are thinking about leaving school in their final year of school and just setting up that pathway to employment for them now.
Tony Kake. A Māori artist is making it his mission to put a Māori presence on the landscape. Graham Tipini had been commissioned to add his designs to projects including the Waterview Tunnel entrance, the Tirohanga Whānui Walking and Cycling Bridge at Albany, Auckland Central Library, and the new South Atrium at Auckland War Memorial Museum, Tāmaki Painga Hira. He says growing up in Tāmaki Makaurau, the museum was one of the few places he could go to see anything Māori.
And, my job, I believe, is to make our design, our artwork, our engineering, our architecture, to advise on how to make that prolific and put it everywhere so that the kids currently growing up don't feel alien. They see themselves in the landscape.
Graham Tipine says he tries to ensure Māori are part of the design rather than an add-on. And that's your Wātea News.